On the path to healing and renewal, a shift is needed from survival mode to thriving mode. Most people will be surprised to find that the best way to measure someone's level of well-being is to ask one question: are you thriving? The demographics show that even in the richest developed societies, no more than a third of respondents say they're thriving. The rest are surviving or just barely getting by. We can change this lamentable condition in many ways, beginning with the body. Your body was designed to thrive, so let's begin to see how, and then Deepak will guide us into meditation.
When someone says, "I'm a survivor," it is something to be proud of, but in the background hover images of loss, hurt, trauma, and terrible life events. The need to survive is primal, built into the lower brain and into every cell. But if you could view your life from the level of a cell, you wouldn't see primitive survival. Cells naturally thrive, operating with untroubled confidence, trust, energy, cooperation, and vitality. Without having the words to express that state of thriving well-being, young children mirror their cells by also being vibrant, trusting, energized, and altogether thriving. Of course, they have the advantage of being protected and nurtured inside the family, while adults face the hard realities of the world. The body you have is your ever-faithful support system for life. The healing response is miraculous, no matter what you think about your body or how you might judge against it. In return for what your body does for you, you can nurture its well-being through moments of joy, laughter, contentment, peace, and happiness. Your cells notice these experiences in their own silent way and thrive because of them. Don't simply aim to survive, aim to thrive. Feeling that you're thriving is an endpoint. But what is the starting point? Looking at why a cell thrives all the time without struggle, two themes emerge: purity and least effort. Let me start with purity. Purity is about pure food, air, and water, along with avoiding toxins like alcohol, drugs, and tobacco. On the psychological side, purity is about wholesomeness, innocence, trust, appreciation, alert perceptions, and appreciation of beauty and goodness in all their manifestations. That's a lot to consider, but not if you break it down into your daily experiences. Give yourself time every day to experience something beautiful, something innocent, something wholesome. Appreciate other people. Be grateful in your heart for what is given to you that nourishes you. Don't make room for toxic feelings or toxic relationships. Keep this theme of purity consciously in mind. The other theme is least effort, a phrase many people are unfamiliar with, but it simply refers to how nature takes the shortest path with the least amount of struggle. A ball rolls straight downhill. The earth revolves in a pure elliptical orbit, not zigzag. In your life, least effort is about ending the behavior that complicates life and favoring behavior that makes life easier. It needlessly complicates life to worry, blame, complain, put up obstacles, push other people away, and create worst-case scenarios in your mind. Living in the past is wasted effort, while living in the present refreshes and renews your energy. It takes no effort to be open and accepting. It takes a lot of effort to put up walls and reject a new experience. It takes no effort to relax. And in meditation, you discover that it is effortless to contact inner peace, quiet, and joy. If you take away the struggle, you will find that thriving is your natural state, the way it is for all children and those whose life is innocent and carefree. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. I thrive because my body thrives. I thrive because my body thrives. Now, let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra. Om Mangalaya Namah. Om Mangalaya Namah. This mantra means, I open my awareness to the infinite energy of the universe. It activates motivation, strength, courage, and purposeful action toward fulfilling your goals. Repeat it silently to yourself. Om Mangalaya Namah. Om Mangalaya Namah. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open into an expanded state of awareness. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. I'll mind the time, and you'll hear a soft bell at the beginning and end of the meditation. Om Mangalaya Namah. Om Mangalaya Namah. Om Mangalaya Namah. Thank you. It's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, gently open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. I thrive because my body thrives. I thrive because my body thrives. Namaste.